fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. And just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. All right, welcome to Contractor Fight Podcast, the Tom and Steve show today. Derek is doing a sales training call with the group. He's actually, Steve, he's out there. He's live with customers on the call and implementing the Shin Fu. That takes some balls, man.
Yeah. Let me just say something quickly about that. But right, we used to stand up. Remember, Tom, we would get up on stage and call a customer on stage with whatever, 400 or 500 people out there or 100 people out there and actually do a live Shin Fu sales call. I mean, with 500 contractors who know every step.
Judging for every word.
Oh, yeah. And, right. And it's exhilarating, but that's how you get better. We did a trip down to North Carolina, and Dave Bloxham from Pondscapes, a Charlotte pond guy, he put like 8 of us in a limo. And that's what we did, riding to and from our destinations in a limo. We each called our customers, and we shin-fooed them live in front of the other people in the limo. And that was practice to get this shit down, like make it our own, because the five-step thing that we talk about in our group, you know, it's a guide, but man, it's like you got 5 dance steps, but there's a million variations, and that's what we want you to be, is so comfortable with your 1 million variations that this Shin Fu is your Shin Fu.
Yeah, so hopefully he's not getting his ass handed to him live right now. So sometimes that happens. That's, you know, to Derek's credit, man. He's like, hey, guys, I don't know what's going to happen when I dial the phone. I'm going to follow the steps. I'm going to do my thing. And sometimes it goes perfectly and it's a case study. And other times it's a shit show and we got to debrief, you know, what I could have done better. And that's the beauty of that. So
the last time he did it, I saw him close a $120,000 deal.
He did it in like 12 minutes or something too.
Yeah. And he did it in 12 minutes. And what he did, guy said his budget was $80,000. And Derek said, and I quote, he goes, I'm sorry, I got to call bullshit on that one. I need your real number. That's what he said. The guy gave him the freaking, you know, a $25,000 pond is a golden job for a pond person. And this guy committed to 80. And Derek called bullshit on him, and he goes, you're right, it's 120.
See, that's the power, you know, we talk about, it's not just a script, you guys. So those listening, don't go try that right now. Don't go, Steve, I call bullshit on that budget, all right? There's a level of connection and rapport that Derek builds with people that he's extremely good at. So, but that's not our topic today. Our topic today, I'm paraphrasing. I don't think I'm going to get the quote exactly right because I'm going off the top of my head. But Ed Milet, if you don't listen to his show, listen to it. But he's constantly saying the reason that he shows up and is disciplined and works his ass off and works on himself and relationships and is always striving to get better and all that is because his greatest fear is dying, getting to heaven, and meeting the man that he was supposed to be, who he was destined to be, and they're total strangers that he doesn't even recognize the guy because the guy is so different and just more dialed in and things like that. So that's kind of what you and I were talking about here today, Steve, before we hit record, was legacy, right? And just continuous growth and discipline and, you know, owning your shit and getting out of your own way and those types of things. And it's funny, before I ever heard Ed Milet, certainly not those same words, but I would tell myself one of my fears was I'm terrified to die without reaching my potential. Like, to me, that would have been just a life wasted personally. And so it's kind of funny. And then Ed put it into perfect words for me, even though I butchered the quote. So what are your thoughts on all that shit?
Well, you know, it's funny. This is, I think you and I are in our 8th year, something like that, doing this whole business thing together. of course, when we first started, I thought I was going to be a business coach, and we talked about this. And quickly, I was like, Tom, after a month, I'm like, I feel more like a shrink than a business coach. And I quickly found out that really what we're coaching is people's confidence and how they see themselves and their mindset. And once they fix all that stuff, then the business like starts to take off. The business isn't the problem. It's what's between your ears that's your problem. In fact, the way it's morphed now, a lot of times when people go, okay, I learned the Shin Fu, now what? I'm like, okay, close your eyes, put yourself on your deathbed. This is the Ed Milet moment. And I want you to think about, who do you want around you? What do you want to be hearing them say about you? What do you want your thoughts to be about your life well lived? Was it all it should have been, or did you cut a few corners? In other words, are you filled with happiness and can't wait for the next stop, or are you filled with a bit of regret? So I say, take those thoughts, come all the way back, reverse engineer it to today, and ask yourself honestly, are you doing the shit today? So when you lie on your deathbed 25 years from now, you hear the things, see the people, and have the thoughts you want to have. You can have that, but it starts now. And I don't care how fucked up your life has been before this. We all have fucked up things we've done, stupid, you know, but you can't go back. But you can go from this moment on and just now engineer your life forward to be the person you want to be. And that way you'll never have that Ed Milet moment where you show up and it's somebody so much greater than what you actually turned out to be. And, you know, and I'm going to tie it into the whole Derek Johnson. So when we come back to this Shin Fu thing, what we really want these to do is take this process, this idea, this theory, and make it your own. And that's what Derek does. He truly makes it his own self. Because, you know, for Tom, for you to get on your deathbed and me to get on our deathbed, we might be able to live totally different lives and be happy at the end like we want to be. So you don't have to live my life. I don't have to live your life. But God damn it, I want to be true to ourselves. And so I'm just asking everybody who's listening right now, if you've never done that exercise on your deathbed, close your eyes and do it, and then start acting and not talking like the things you want to be.
So I found the quote. It says, my dream is at the end of my life, when I meet the man I could have become, the best version of myself, we're not total strangers, but we're identical twins.
Yeah, there you go.
Better than me.
you know, as you know, about a week ago, my dad died, and I never really watched anybody die. Like, I got there a few days early, and I literally was with him for 2 days up until his dying breath. And that process was emotionally amazing, to be honest with you. But I got this, I sat there going, this is the moment. Oh my God, this is the moment I talked to these contractors about. This is the moment. And I put myself in his place because, you know, he was only hours from death, you know, breathing hard and all that kind of stuff. And I wonder if he is happy, because he was a son of a bitch, man. You know, he was a shining example of how to be a really good parent and how not to be a really good parent. You know, he was a double dose of both of that shit. And it really resonated with me, like as a good sign for me, Steve, get your shit together. You got 25 more years. It's never too late. You want to be laying right where he's laying in 25 years, the fucking man you want to be.
Yeah.
That's what I really try to be every day. And I don't let the shitty things I did in the past, that doesn't define me. You get a DUI. That's not who you are. You be real shitty. You get divorced. You do whatever. That doesn't define your entire life. Your entire life is 90 years on this goddamn planet. Because you fucked up a couple of them doesn't make the other 88 go away.
Hey, fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the contractor fight. And 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shin Fu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shin Fu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset, I could go on and on and on. Guys, this is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Contractorfight.com/battleground and jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our foundations video program, you get marketing boot camp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this. You know, I'm glad you brought up you're not defined by that. It reminds me, Coach Kleiman, who's the Kansas State football coach, he was at North Dakota State for a number of years, won a bunch of national championships there. Crazy, crazy record of that level of college football. One of his teams several years ago, they were going undefeated and they ended up losing, I guess, the last game. They didn't win the championship and the whole team was down and they broke, they broke the streak the school had of wins or whatever it was. I don't know the specifics, but of course, the team was really down in the locker room, and Coach Kleiman walks in the locker room, and this was a group of guys that had been responsible for carrying this winning streak on forever, right? And I'm telling this secondhand because Ben Newman, you know, Ben, my coach I work with, he works with Alabama and Kansas State and all this, but I heard Ben tell the story, so I'm probably screwing up, you know, the streak or something. But the point is Coach Kleiman walked in the room, and he basically said something to the extent of, guys, I know this hurts and it's disappointing, but you need to remember that you are not judged by this moment in time. You are judged by your body of work. And that has always stuck with me. And it resonates with what you just said. Somebody might have had a bankruptcy like I've had in the past, some, or a divorce like I have in the past, you know, or somebody might've had a DUI, or they had to shut a business down, or there's some crazy thing that happened where they made a mistake. And I want to encourage people, you're not judged by that. You are if you stay there. If you don't learn from it, if you don't grow, if you don't change, then that can define who you are for sure. I know that's not most people that are listening to this. And, you know, Steve, we think about that person we want to be, and we could close our eyes and go, man, I want to have all these friends around me and I want to have deep relationships. I want my health to be good. I want to squeeze every ounce of life out of this thing as many years as I can in a healthy way. I want to check the money box and this, that, and it's easy to project out and go, man, that's the life I want. But I think a lot of people have a hard time going, what do I do today to get there? What would you tell that person?
Well, this truly, you know, I'm able to run a business like a business, and that's my saving grace. In fact, you know, you were telling, I think the other day, you were telling some bunch of us that you're really only good at a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And after that, you're either average or below average. But
it falls off in a big way.
but at least a couple of things you're really good at. What were those couple of things you're really good at? You're a visionary.
Visionary, marketing. I really think I can, in some ways, I could just see the future. And I know that sounds crazy, but I just, when I look back, and my lack of confidence for most of my life, I didn't verbalize these things in other partnerships and things like that. And crazy thing is, most of the things that I saw coming came, and I did nothing about it because my confidence was low and I didn't speak up and things like that. So yeah, I told the group, it was just yesterday. I said, guys, I'm a shitty manager. I'm a horrible manager because I'm always on the next thing. I'm always going, what hill are we going to climb and conquer? And then I think I'm a decent salesperson. I think you and our team and all that are run circles around me as a salesperson, but I'm good at getting eyeballs. And I think I'm pretty good at getting people to rally around a cause. But after that, you know, I'm pretty useless.
Oh, here's the thing about being a really good salesperson. And I know this now, I'm not thinking it. It's not an idea. It's a fucking fact. It's a matter of reps. You don't take the reps that Derek and I take. Exactly. You know, back when I had my business, I was doing shit. 4 to 12 reps a day, every day, you know, and that's what it is. And if you don't get anything else out of this podcast, when I talk about a rep, you need to get down your sales plan, your pre-qualification over the phone, then you need to practice it, and a lot. Those are reps, and practicing it with, find a group like ours that practice with you. That's what our whole group does. We're set up. There's 175, 200 contractors all role-playing together. They're putting in reps, so when they get to the real customer, they knock it out of the park, one way or the other. So whether their customer is not going to be yours and you stop spending energy on them, or you get the deal, Either way is good. Back to your original question. So my saving grace, my one and only saving grace, is that I ran a really good business. I was able to make money, and I was able to always focus on the purpose of this business is to make money. Because everybody starts a business for one primal reason, and that's to gain freedom. Everybody has a little different take on that. It might be time, might be your own boss, might be money, it might be whatever, but it's freedom. And for me, it was financial freedom. And I never forgot that. And even when I was running shitty businesses in my world, I'm still making good, really good money. So that's what I always did. I never mess with the money. I had this quote, don't fuck with the money. And that was every aspect of it, in making it, in spending it, in paying someone, in getting paid from someone. I just didn't mess with that one thing. I didn't slack off. I got up in the middle of the night. I did all my QuickBooks at 3 a.m. multiple times in the last 20 years, because it was just, I couldn't sleep and it's grating on me. I just didn't mess with the money. And you know what? The money was always there. Think about this. Okay. Yeah. Got a lot of money. So what, Steve? Okay. Ask yourself this question. Last year, 2021, of all the problems you ever thought about, the entire year, how much were attached to money or the lack thereof? Mm-hmm. How many was attached to because you have too much money? And here's the answer. 90% were attached to, I don't have enough money. And zero was attached to, I have too much money. So I always had money. And that makes 80% of my problems go away.
Yeah,
it does.
You know, I'm laughing because I think when people pick my brain in our coaching and stuff, and they go, I'm terrible at systems in my business. I really need to dial my systems in. What should I do? And I go, learn to sell better. And they're like, what? I said, when you sell better, you're more efficient with your time. You're going to make a lot more money. Now you can hire somebody who doesn't suck at systems and you could keep doing what you're good at. I don't want to fix the systems. I want to write a check to fix the systems. Okay. You know, there's a post in our group that Tim posted the other day, is something about, does money fix all problems or whatever, right? Remember that one? And somebody posted, you know, like, I put sales cures all. And one of our other coaches, Sonny, and he wasn't combative. He had a great take on it, but he's like, well, you know, if you got terminal cancer, you know, all the money in the world ain't going to fix it, right? And I understand where he's coming from, but my point was, well, if I'm going to be sick and suffering, I'd rather have money and have access to better treatment, faster treatment, things like that, because let's just call it what it is. If you have money, you got more fucking options, right? I get it. Like, you're not going to, you know, write yourself a check for a dollar amount and all of a sudden be cured of some disease. But I think you have a better fighting chance when there's shit like that that goes wrong when you do have money. So
yeah, a little money makes a lot of bad things go away. And if, like I said, if you just think about all your problems and if you could cut a check to each problem, how many of those problems could you just instantly make go away? Therefore, if you have money, you really have next to no problems. You got the same other problems that people have, but you know, you'll be like me. You get to show up in style to your problems, you know, and we don't show up to money problems. So we show up to fewer problems, but they're still problems. But God damn it, the money thing is, you know, and the funny thing, Tom, I didn't make up these rules, but the rules are this. You got to have a shit ton of money in this world to really thrive. Mm-hmm. You do. And if you're going to think about helping others around you, which is our big point about making as much money as you can, to share it with everybody around you. Because ain't nobody, not everybody's lucky as you and I, Tom.
Yep.
We're
just lucky, Steve. It just dropped in our lap, right?
Yeah. And you know what Arnold Palmer says when they said that golf is a lot of luck? He goes, yeah, the more I practice, the luckier I get.
That's right. Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. If you want to level up your sales game and hang out with other cool people who are selling great stuff, great services, projects in this industry, head to Facebook and jump into the group that we have there called Contractor Sales Pros today. We got about 10 minutes here and we're going to wrap up. I want to touch on the person who's like, okay, it could be a money thing. It could be your weight, your health. It could be a relationship. You have this ideal outcome that you want. Let's just say it's your health and you're like 60, 80, 100 pounds overweight, 20 pounds overweight, whatever it is. I know it's really hard for people to see down the road, right? Of, you know, they have this vision of themselves, but they're like, How do I get from here to there? Guys, sometimes it's simple as setting your alarm 15 minutes earlier, getting out of bed, walking into a room by yourself, and doing 25 jumping jacks. Just do that every day. Okay. For me, when I work out, Steve, the hardest time of me working out is the first 90 seconds. But once I'm past that 90 seconds, I'm like all in. Or maybe it's, and I'll just share a personal thing here with the Queen and I. I have been, as you know, all things behind the scenes here and what I'm trying to do, I have been on a rampage to get better myself, to grow the company, to coach up the team, to just take us all to a new level. And she said to me the other day, hey, I'm not feeling as connected to you lately. A lot of us can relate to that, right? In relationships, we go through seasons in a relationship where, and so the first step for me was literally as simple as 2 days ago. It was Monday. What's today? Thursday? Yeah. No, Wednesday. Monday, she's walking through the room. And I remembered the day before she said, hey, I just feel like we're not in sync, as connected as we usually are, blah, blah, blah. So the first step for me is she was walking through the room and I grabbed her arm and I said, hey, I'm leaving town Thursday because I'm going to be gone for a couple of days. We need to get a date night. So you want to do it tonight, Tuesday or Wednesday? What's the best night for us to go out and just get some time together? Today. And then we did it last night. And then today I'm going to go with her to her horse barn while she's training her clients, just to be there with her because I know I'm leaving. So I'm just saying, I'm like, guys, this doesn't have to be some crazy big thing. We just went out to dinner last night. You know, we got some time. I made a point to not pick my phone up at dinner. It doesn't have to be this big, crazy thing. Just fucking start. If you suck with discipline, which honestly, most people do, get up and make your damn bed. Like, check a box, do something every day. At the same time, just be consistent, take that little step. Those are the types of things that work for me, is just not feeling like I have to tackle, like, it's easy to think you have to do some big grand thing to initiate change, and you don't. You just need to take one little step, be intentional about it, have that conversation, pick up the phone, send a text, you know, schedule your role play if you're in sales and you haven't done any role plays and you know you suck at sales. Just do the first one. Just take a step. Don't be intimidated by that first step.
We did a podcast or a webinar recently, and we're talking about some author who wrote a book. And basically, she said, take everything that you want to start and do, and just do the very first act. For instance, if you want to go run a marathon, your first act is go put on your running shoes, open the door, close the door behind you, and walk outside. Don't run, don't walk, don't do anything. Just walk outside. Now, what'll happen is, because you did all that, you'll just want to go up the street and back. And then the next day, same thing. Now your thing is to get up and go up the street and back. And then the next thing is go up the street, one more street and back. And it's exactly what you're saying. You just take the small little steps and you start stacking good habits. Momentum takes over. And before you know it, you're like Net and Charlie, who started to save $100 a week, and 3 years later had $400,000 in their retirement account because momentum took over and they went crazy and couldn't save enough. And they never saved a dollar in their life before that. Yeah. At 55 years old.
Reminds me of the, you used the word momentum a few times, and it's been several years since I read the book, but The Compound Effect, Darren Hardy. Yeah. That was a great book. So guys, it's those little things. They create momentum. What's that? There's another, this episode's all full of like cliches and butchered quotes, but anyway, there's another old quote that says, small hinges swing big doors. So there you go. Top down.
Yeah, I can't top that one.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So guys, wherever you're at, you got that future version of yourself. Let me read the correct quote again here. My dream is that at the end of my life, when I meet the man I could have become, the best version of myself, we are not total strangers, but identical twins. So we all have that vision. Guys, it just starts with a small fucking step. Do something small today that you know is going to pay off in a big way. And, you know, Steve, here's something I've also realized, is that the time's going to pass no matter how we fill it, right? Like, it is going to pass. It's not like we can call a timeout and the clock stops ticking in life. Days are going to pass. Weeks are going to pass. There's so many things that I've done in the past that once I did them, I'm like, why the hell did I wait? You know, like I would have been that much further ahead, and the compound effect and momentum and all those things would have that much more of a powerful thing. The easy thing to talk about is money. That just makes sense for people, right? Like Net and Charlie, if they would have waited 1 year to start socking away $100, you know, they wouldn't have the momentum behind them. They wouldn't have compounding working and things like that. So guys, you know what you need to do. We all know what we really need to do deep down. So fucking do it. Take that step.
So the best thing I could tell you is you need to get around other people that are taking that step also. Yep. That's the number one thing you can do to help that whole situation out. Quit hanging out with crackheads.
Hanging out with crackheads?
You want to quit crack.
You threw me off. Hey, listen, we got our Mile High Profit Summit coming up September. So if you're not signed up, get your ass in the room there. Go to thecontractedfight.com. And in the top menu, you'll see Profit Summit. Just click that thing. And if you want to get around a kick-ass group of people, hit the programs button, check out our Battleground program. It's a great program for contractors to get around other winners, level up your game, change your money situation, your relationship, your health. It's crazy what's going on in there. Super proud of our team and our members that are there. And don't forget to give us a review. Shit, I gave like 3 calls to action at the end of this thing. And you should never do more than one because it confuses the audience. But I know our audience can keep up with that. So
have a great week. And remember, get off your ass today.
There you go.